Log Talk Radio. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my will. Gonna tell God yes. Make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really gonna tell God yes, come on. Make it personal. Lift your hand. Tell the Lord yes. Soul says yes. My soul. I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. That's why Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit say yeah, yeah, yeah? There is more that I require of you. So let your heart and soul say
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's just take a few minutes to just say yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you just close your eyes with me just for a few minutes and let's just marinate, let that song marinate in your spirit just for a little bit longer. Let your heart and your soul say yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We say yes. I say yes to you on tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul should say yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you on tonight. We just praise your name. We worship you, God. I just say yes to you on tonight. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I say yes to you, Lord God. I say yes. Saying yes may cause you some things. In the song it says it may cause you some relationships. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Saying yes can cause you some friends. Hallelujah. Saying yes may cause you a job. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. But God, I will surrender all those things just to be with you, Father, knowing that being with you is all worth it. Hallelujah. And if you lose those things because you say yes to God, just know that he has bigger and better things in store for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we just thank you on tonight. We just praise your name. Let's just take some time just to glorify, to say hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we love you. God, we just praise your name. God, we thank you for another day. God, we thank you, God, for bringing us through this day, God, for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done and all that you're going to do. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the victory. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your saving grace. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Once again, God, we thank you that we're here for another Thursday night, God, and we just praise your holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. My soul says yes, hallelujah, to you tonight, God. Just saying yes, hallelujah. Just saying yes to you, Lord God. Yes to your will and yes to your way, God. I say yes to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. None of me, all of you, yes. Hallelujah. And no matter who does not like it, God, I say yes to you. God, oh God, oh God, oh God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Let's get a hallelujah on your tongues tonight, a hallelujah in your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just go into a Jesus, Jesus, Jesus with me. I dare you. I'm getting ready to unmute your phones, and we're just going to go into a Jesus, Jesus praise break. Hallelujah. Your phones are unmuted.
Hallelujah. know, the words they said to me by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So we just praise God for him being here. We praise God for even the song that came on first was Yes. How many of you have made up your mind to say yes to God tonight? When he woke you up this morning, you just said, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just another day that you have kept me and you continue to keep me. And just another day you allowed me to be amongst the land of the living. See, for years, we was in the land of the existing. But now you say, I'm in amongst the land of the living. Because I serve a living God, a one and true and only God. And we just begin to thank him for that. We begin to thank him. We begin to just praise him. We begin to just love him. I mean, I just said, God, I love you. So I said, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, that I love you more than anything. How many is that your confession tonight? That, Lord, I love you more than anything. Another song, I said, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. And he said, because you cared for me in such a special way, that's why I praise you. I lift you up. Lord, I magnify your name. And then he said, that's why my heart is filled with praise. Is your heart filled with praise tonight? Is your heart filled with praise? And the word said, let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. You got a breath in your body. You got breath flowing through your nostrils. You got warm blood flowing through your veins. That's enough to praise God. Like he said, you got a roof over your head, clothes on your back, hot and cold, clean running water. That's enough to praise God. You made it home tonight, or you was able to get out and about, or whatever you had to do, and made it back in. That's enough to praise God. Some people left out and didn't make it back in. You can turn on your news, and I'm sure you can see somebody didn't make it home tonight. You're going to know somebody didn't make it home last night. Somebody didn't even get a chance to say, Lord, forgive me, because their life was snuffed out before they knew it. Even now, I just saw something about in our area. A 38-year-old man and a 14-year-old young man was, you know, found and was drowned in a Alcove River. Come on, man. I know good and well the mom of... didn't have any, you know, idea that she would never see them again on Tuesday when they went to go swimming at the river. See, sometimes you leave home and don't have no thoughts that it could be your last time leaving here. You got something to thank God for. How many of you know that you serve a God that's waiting for you to repent and waiting to hear your voice? Waiting to hear you say, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord. Just begin to praise him. He's just a sweet talk, him. He's just waiting to hear you say, "Man, I love you, Daddy. I praise you. I worship you. I adore you. I magnify your name. I glorify your name. I honor your name. You're so beautiful. You're so worthy. You're so holy. You're so magnificent. You're so wonderful. You're so awesome." You know, all those awesome adjectives you can use for him to just describe how big and how marvelous and how awesome and how magnificent and how wonderful he is. And I just love you just for you. Because of who you are, I love you. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I worship you and I adore you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you for this truly is the day that you have made. And we as your children will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we will share what you have given us to share, God. And we will, you know, in all of us, God. And the seed that you've given us to sow, God, we sow it, God. Into the lives of others, God. Into the lives of your children, God. To the lives of believers and unbelievers as well, God. Most of the unbelievers. Jesus said, I didn't come for those that are healed. I came for those that need a physician. And so, God, we understand that, God, we are in need of a physician. We are in need of the balm in Gilead. We are in need of Jehovah Rapha, our healing, and forgive of all our iniquities, Father. Father, we repent for everything that we said, done, or thought that was against your will, against your way, that has been told us in any such way, God. We ask for forgiveness, total forgiveness, God, as we forgive those that have offended us, God, or we feel, even felt that we've been offended, Father. We forgive them now, God. Father, remove, God, the bitterness from our heart and make us better. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Father, as I decrease and the Holy Spirit increase, let it be all of you, none of me, God. Let it be all of you, none of us, God, as we totally decrease. Each and every one of us, everyone under the sound of my voice, God, and those that are yet to hear this message, God, that Father, that here we are, your children, saying, God, have your way. Have thine own way, God, and we give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. Father, we just want to just thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you for His word. Tonight, I just want to, I don't want to come home, and I saw such a terrible accident. I don't even know how the person got to where he got to, or she got to, whatever it is, but I'm praying for them right now. I pray for God that they're not, it's not a fatality, God, that I pray, God, that the universe in critical condition, God, that you, God, will be the healer, God, and be a miracle, God. Be a miracle for that family, God, and that is going to get that phone call that so-and-so was in an accident. God, I just want to just praise you right now, God. I thank you, God, that your ear is attentive to our prayer. I'm in 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. Help our word. Help us, God, to deliver this word. Help us to deliver this word, God. So we're in the 6th chapter. And we're going to go to the I'm in the 17th verse. Solomon began to, you know, dedicate to the temple of God, and they built the temple, and everyone to talk to the Father. He said, now, this is what he said. He said, now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. For with God and their deed dwell with men on the earth. Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built? And then when he said, how much this house which I have built? Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord, my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee. That thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and an oath come before him that not in his house, then hear thou from heaven, and doing judge thy service by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous by giving them according to his righteousness. And thy people of Israel be put to the worse before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication before thee in his house. Then hear thou from the heavens, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou gavest to them and to their fathers. Verse 26 says, when the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from thy sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear from heaven, and forgive the sin of your servants and of the people of Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they shall walk, and send rain upon the land which thou hast given unto the people upon the inheritance. We'll stop right there. So here's where we are. Listen. First of all, the Bible told us, know ye not that you are the temple of the living God. Jesus said, I tell this temple down and they build it back in 3 days. Well, I'm telling you right now, you're the temple. And every day we're broken. And Paul said, I die daily. So now I'm telling you, we die daily. But here's what I'm telling you. No matter what you're going through, no matter where you are, when you turn to him, if you look at 2 Chronicles 7:14-15, that's what we're going to look at next. But I want you to know, when you're in a place, you're the temple. You are the temple of the living God. You are the church. And so when you look at that and you look at how you treat this temple, this physical body that he's giving you, that he houses himself in, the Holy Spirit resides inside of you. And since the Holy Spirit resides inside of you, then you have that ability, which is the grace that is given, that is bestowed, along with the faith, the measure of faith, to begin to talk to God boldly, so you can come boldly before the throne room of grace. So when you get into that mindset that you can say, hey, God, I'm going through some things. I need to hear from you. And find thyself. See, God be saying, I need to hear. He said, if my people, you know, he didn't have an ear, let me hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So God, give me an ear, but God, not only give me an ear, but God, I need your ear tonight. See what we're talking about tonight. God, I need your ear. And find thine ear to hear, God, because I'm going through some things, and I got to get some stuff off my chest. And I mean, sometimes you just got to go through, you know, but we go through, ladies and gentlemen, to get through, to bring somebody else through. Sometimes we can be going through, it can be hard. It could be physical ailments, it could be mental, it could be emotional. You know, just the day-to-day stressors could be enough. But when you can get away, still away, getting your trials, just still away, where you can just turn your back on everything else, cut off the television, cut off the radio, cut off the children, and just get to a place where you can hear from God and say, God, incline thine ear to hear. I got something I want to say, God. And then we're talking about simple prayers and the simple petitions being made known, but just a conversation with you, Lord. That's what I want to know. Like, how do I have a conversation with you, Lord? And then and the art of listening prayer. Let's talk about that. When you begin to talk to God, don't make it just a monologue. It's a dialogue. Be still and hear what thus says the Lord when he speaks to you. He said, I hear you. So then God, I'm going to be still so you can hear him when he's saying back to you. Sometimes we miss it. We get so busy. We get around the noisemakers, and we get so busy being busy that we don't have time to just be still and know that he is God. And all God is saying tonight, be still and know that I am God. And because now you've dedicated this temple, you've already came to a place of repentance. You already did the prayer, the praise, the worship. The atmosphere is set. You came to a point of surrender where you said, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your instructions, yes to your plan. Father, you threw your hands up. White flag, surrender, God, I surrender all. Also, be my blessed Savior, I surrender all. You begin to go into all of these ritualistic situation, ritualistic thoughts and ritualistic patterns of worship, ritualistic patterns of praise, and we can do it so well. But now God said, I want some brokenness. I want you to be butt naked before me and just get to a point where, hey, I'm naked before you, God. Here it is. Here I am. Here my dirtiness. Here go my sin. Here go my dirty thoughts, my crooked thoughts. All this stuff that's about me that has grieved you, that grieved the Holy Spirit, I bring it all to you right now, God. Now I'm yours, so have your way. God, deal with it. He said, when my people are caught up in sin, they caught up with a sinful mindset or caught up in a certain way. God, hear from heaven when they repent, God, when they recognize, when they come to themselves. Like the prophet said, the prophet son, he said he came to himself. So, Father, when they come to themselves, God, when I come to them, George come to himself, God, and say, flesh, you got to die. Spirit, man, you got to live. I come in and he said, can these dry bones live? When these dry bones be spoken into, he said, you call upon the Holy Spirit from the Ruach Kodesh, from the north, south, east, west, and begin to blow on these dry bones. And live, I command you to live. 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 God, hear from heaven and respond. Solomon said, God, hear from heaven and respond. So then we go to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And God answered, watch what God said to Solomon. Just verse 14 and 15. Well, hold on. We can start at 10. Verse 11 says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came in Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and his own house he prosperously effected. Verse 12 says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. I'm talking about you tonight. I'm talking about you. I said, God, I dedicate this temple, my life. I dedicate this earthly vessel. Where we're saying, thy will be done on earth. Thy will be done on earth, George. My will be done on earth, Maria, and earth, Anthony, and earth, Rose, and earth, Wanda, and earth, Shakira, and earth, Leon, earth, and earth, to earth. Ain't no mama, yo, earth, Calvin, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. When you get to that mindset, then you say, okay, they dedicate this temple to me. So guess what I'm going to do about this? He said, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Verse 13 says, if I set up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. So you're dealing with where there's no rain. We're dealing with the pestilence and the locusts, the bubonic plague, corona, all this other nonsense, everything around you, pandemic this and this stuff, and these lives matter, these lives don't matter. All this stuff going on in your life right now. He said, if I send pestilence among my people, but what's 14 verse? But if my people, hallelujah, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then what I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I know you've heard this message preached 1,000 times. Somebody used this same scripture 100,000 times. But hear what God is saying right now. We're asking, Lord, I need thee. Oh, I need thee, God. I need you to move, God. I need you to do this. God said, all I want you to do is repent. I need you. If you call by my name, because I don't put my name on you. You said you surrendered. Oh, you did the sinner's prayer, whatever you want to call it, the prayer of repentance. You said, Lord, accept me as your child, as I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior, and forgive me for my sins. God, I know that you are the Christ, and you've done all that. You confess with your mouth, you believe with your heart, you've done all that. So now you've done all of that. So now God said, you got the ritualistic part. He said, my people, yeah, with your tongues, you really love me, but your heart's far from me. Now let's make them come together. He said, now they come together, which are called by my name, because I said, I'm going to put my name here, to humble themselves. That means cut out all the bull crap. Cut out the egos and the pride and whatever you got now. Humble yourself and pray. And then seek my face. How often he said, early seek his face. You know, David, I seek your face early where he may be found. Jeremiah, seek him first, seek him early where he may be found. And then he said, and turn from that wicked ways. So he said, pray first. Seek my face. It's something like that was in my heart earlier. So I woke up early with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up early with my mind stayed on the Lord. Come on, how many of you woke up this morning with your mind on Jesus? You woke up this morning with your mind on Jesus. You woke up, the first thing you thought about was Jesus. Woke up this morning and you said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up and letting me see another day. Was that your thought when you first got up? Or your thought was, who that was that called me? What was your thought when you first woke up? Turn the TV on and see what's going on in the news. What are they talking about Trump and Biden? What was your first thought when you woke up? Is it Jesus, Jesus, Jesus? He's only saying, seek my face. Seek me early where I may be found. And then turn from your wicked ways. Then get what he said. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive that sin and will heal that land. See, but the first thing, but what got me? He said, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. That was God saying, like, now, ladies, I don't care where you go in the mirror and say, God, he's talking to me. Or point the finger at yourself and say, he's talking to me. This is the temple he's talking about. He said, now my eyes shall be upon his face, shall be open. My eyes shall be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in his place. So that prayer you made this morning, that prayer you just made a few minutes ago, you're like, God, heal, deliver, set free, God. Father, God, give me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. That prayer said, my eyes shall be open and my ears are attentive unto the prayer that has been uttered out of this mouth right here. And he said, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house. So now you can tell yourself, I'm a sanctified house. Because God has chosen me and sanctified this, that my name, that his name, may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. So even as you're walking around and it doesn't look like it, you can say, hey, man, I know it's going to be all right because God is with me. God is walking with every step I take, every move I make. It's not me doing it, but it's him that's doing it. And he said, it's not my might. not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. They say that he moves, he lives inside of me, and that's where my being comes from. It don't come from me no more. It's not I that live. It's not I that move, but it's him that's inside of me. And he said he chose to make this place his abode. Oh, man, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited about God choosing me to making his abode here with me. Oh, Father, I just begin to thank you. I begin to praise you and worship you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Let's look at Isaiah, the 37th chapter. Same scenario. Look at this. Watch this. I'm in the 37th chapter, the 14th verse. And what happened was that at this time, the king of Assyria named Sennacherib, well, I was calling him Sennacherib, but he came and he gave Hezekiah some bad news, what he was going to do to him and all of those different things. We're going to kill you. Everybody's pee against the wall. We're going to kill them. We're going to make everybody turn on you. All kind of little bad reports. You know, sometimes you get that bad report and you're like, oh, Lord, this. Because guess what? They just was bigger than him. They had more than he had. But Hezekiah received a letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. See, that was, how often do you just get that bad report? I don't care if it's a pink slip. I don't care if it's that eviction notice. I don't care if it's the repo man coming to get your car. I don't care if your husband acting up, the wife acting up, the children. I don't care what it. You get that report and just say, I'm going to spread it before the Lord. Here, God, this is yours. But Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kings of the earth that has made heaven and earth. See, sometimes you got to know who God is. But guess what he said? This is what the old man is about. Incline thine ear, O Lord. He said, incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear all the words of Sennacherib, which I sent to reproach the living God. So you got to put on God. You're like, listen, man, everything that Satan has brought on against your children, all this oppression, depression, suppression, God, and fly down your ear and open your eyes to see, God, what he's doing. I know he can't do it unless you're allowed him to do it, but God, I just want you to just bear witness, God, that God, I'm going through some stuff, and you allow this to happen. And I know like Joseph said, God, he told the brothers, you meant evil, but God meant it for good. I know Romans 8, 20, they say, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. I know, God, and in due time, you will let me know why this is this and that is that. We understand that, like, why do people suffer, that try to live righteous, and why they're going through this and going through that. And we know that you allow that, but I'm saying, God, right now, I'm asking you to do is, you know, the tormentors are coming. You know, the schemers, the backbiters, all those different things, that the accusers of the brethren. That's what he is. He's the accuser of the brethren. So he's coming with railing accusations. I understand, Lord, incline your ear to hear, open your eyes to see, God, what is being said, because it's not at me anymore, but God is coming to mock you for who you are. He said, the reproach, the living God. Of a true Lord, the king of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries. Of course, we're dealing with it. You know, they're saying, Corona did this, Corona did that. They're saying Trump is this, Trump is that. All this different stuff we deal with, your bills is due, your rent due, people being evicted. It's real stuff that's going on. But God, you're real, God. You're the real one and true living God. And none of that stuff is a surprise to you. None of that stuff takes you by surprise. And none of that stuff, God, is bigger than you. He said, is anything, you told Jeremiah, is anything too hard for me, Jeremiah? And Jeremiah said, nothing is too hard for you, God. And God, I'm telling you now, nothing is too hard for you, God. Nothing is impossible for you, God. Give me a word telling, now that him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask to think according to the power that worketh in us. God, we just know that, God, and then we say we can do all things through Christ that strengthens. So, God, now what we're going through is a minor thing, a minute thing for you. That could be a mountain us, but God, you say, guess what? We don't have to come up on the rough side of the mountain. You gave us the power to create. You gave us the power to speak things that's not as though they are. And God, so that's what we are. We're speaking some things, God, and we want you to hear, God, so that heaven can be in agreement with what we're saying tonight. He began to say, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. That's when we said, now therefore, Lord our God, save us from his hands, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Sometimes, God, people need to know that. You told me that the sun be lifted up, he'll draw man unto him. You told me the salt of the earth. So, God, now it's time to make a distinction that you live here. When people say, well, why is she going through? Why is she losing her mind? Why is she going up brands up? Why did he kill her? Because, God, you live here. And they need to see the difference. They need to see a distinction, God, between day and night. They need to see some like Goshen was in Egypt. They need to see, God, that this is where God resides, and this is what happens when you serve God, and the one and true living God. And this is the blessing that is on your life. Then he said that the blessings he makes rich and add no sorrow to it. This is what they need to see. They need to see there's a difference in living holy and living right. They need to see, God. And here's the vessel, God, that is a yielded vessel to say, God, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I've got, everything I am, everything I'm not, God, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see if I can be completely yours. God, here I'm, Lord, I'm a vessel, God, willing to be used by you. You told me for such a time as this, God, and I accept the fact that you chose me, God. But now, God, in that, God, show them, God, who you are, God. Arise, O Lord, and demonstrate your power through your children, God. Move like never before, Heavenly Father. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thy eyes and see. Be attentive to the cries of your children. And we thank you in advance for favor. We thank you in advance for grace. We thank you in advance for mercy, God. We thank you in advance for doing it, God. Don't say, Lord, do it. And say, Lord, do it for me. Then he said, Lord, do it for me right now. That's what he said, Lord, do it. Then he said, Lord, do it for me. Then he said, Lord, do it for me right now. Hear from heaven right now, God. Open your eyes, God. Be attentive to the ground. Someone said, Psalmist began to write, he said, hear my cry, O Lord. Attend to my prayer. Then he said, from the end of the earth will I cry out to thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That rock is you, Lord. That rock is your son, Jesus. Lead me to Jesus, God. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My feet on heaven and on land. No higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Plant my feet in you, God. Plant my feet in you, God. That I've been and I may not break. That even I've done all I can to stand, yet I stand with my hands lifted up and my mouth full of praise, saying, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, God. I praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship your holy name, God. Father, you said to humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn. Oh, God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray, God, that everyone under the sound of my voice, God, we're here. Just as in Isaiah begin to talk to you, God, and you begin to hear and be attentive to that prayer, God. Be attentive to our prayer right now, God. Be attentive, God, to the words that come out your children's mouth, God. Be attentive, God. Oh, God, this is the Lord, the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. Hallelujah. God, he said, now, Lord God, save us from his hand. All the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. God, save us, God, from every attack of the enemy, God. Even you said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Father, we thank you for the afflictions. We thank you for the infirmities. But we thank you for your hand of deliverance, God. We thank you that you delivered us from them all, God. Oh, Father, we praise your name, God. We worship your name, God. We honor your name, God. For you're an awesome God, and you're a mighty God. And we say, God, what a mighty God we serve. That third verse, hear what he said. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. Listen, man, you are a city with walls. You see, sometimes we pray, we use our mind, and we be like a city without walls. But you are a city. Say, listen. He said, therefore, said the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He said, not come into this city, nor to narrow them, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. See, we're talking about God. When we put on that full armor, right? I'm talking about this morning. When you woke up your mind, early with your mind, and you begin to praise God, you begin to say the Lord's Prayer, you begin to pray with, and then you go to Ephesians 6 and put on the full armor. I put on the helmet of salvation, I protect the mind, will, and intellect. I put on the breastplate of righteousness, so the righteousness dwells within me, and I'm establishing righteousness. You begin to gird about your loins with the spirit of truth, so that the spirit of truth dwells within you, and you become a reproduction of the truth. You begin to shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that whatever stuff that you take, that will be peace, and whoever follows those footsteps shall obtain peace. You begin to take up the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, to come at all the wiles of the devil, and the shield of faith to quench all the fire darts of the wicked, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every word spoken against you, you shall condemn. Look what God said. He said, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. He said, I'm going to defend this city. He said, I'm going to defend you for my own sake, because you said, God, he bringing against the reproach against you, God, because I'm your child, Father. He said, hey, verse 30, it says, then the anger of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, and when he returned, and dwelt at Nineveh. Now watch what happened to him. And it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sherezer, his own sons, smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And after that, his son reigned in his stead. His own sons killed him. That's what God is saying. He'll make their own enemy. He'll make those imps turn on themselves. Stick yourself, priest. And he'll make them turn on themselves. When you begin to praise God and you begin to trust God, you begin to watch God move, you'll see your enemies ambush themselves. What a mighty God we serve. He said, he told him, and now Joseph said, you only have to fight with this. Don't even take no battle. Don't take no weapon. Send out my praises. Sometimes you got to get a praise going on. And David said, he gave me a new song. I'm talking about, get you a new song and begin to praise God. I don't know what you're coming to. I'll tell you what. When I sing that song, I seek him early, welcome early in my mind. I got nothing called, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. The song said, what you know about Jesus, he's all right. That's what he said. What you know about Jesus, he's all right. What you know about Jesus, I know he's all right. I know he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's my Savior. He's my sanctifier. Oh, God, he's my deliverer. He's my redeemer. What I know about Jesus, he's my healer. He's my provider. What I know about Jesus, he went to the cross for me. He loved me. He said he loved me even in spite of me. He's all right. Get you a song in your heart, man. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, God. I praise for everyone in the sound of my voice, God. I thank you, God, that right now, God, your ears inclined to the prayers of your children. Your eyes are attentive, God. You see where we are. You hear what we're going through, God, but you hear the prayer, God. You said, and pray. You said, offer themselves and pray, God. We're praying right now, God. We're seeking you now. You told them, seek me earlier where you may be found. We're seeking you now, God. James, there is a dear pan for water, so do my heart thirst for you, God. And so we thirst for you, and we long for you. Oh, God, move, God, like only you can. So I said, tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. I said, take him at his word. I take you at your word tonight, God. Tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. We take you at your word, God, and we give your word back to you. Elijah said, when he was battling the prophets of Baal, he said, God, that's your word. So, God, that's your word tonight, God. We give you back your word. You said that we humble ourselves, pray, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways. You will hear from heaven. You will heal our land, and you will let the rain fall. Let the rain fall, God. We sowed seeds. Now it's time for our seed and our harvest to have a divine appointment. Let your rain fall. Let your power fall. Let us open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Yes, Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name, we pray. And so it is. We're at this place again where, you know, you want to add to, take away, you got a testimony, a praise report, you got a song to sing, you got anything you want to show God, you press 1. And we open up your mic so you can share. And to the people of God, what you want to give to them? 678-0279, your mic is open.
My hallelujah belongs to him. My hallelujah belongs to God. My hallelujah, my hallelujah, my hallelujah belongs to God. This is Pam. I just want to thank you all, and I'm not going to hold it up because I know everybody probably bubbling over, but when I started, I got on the line about 8:15, I think, and I could feel some new Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost up in there like I never felt before, and I'm telling you, and when Sister Maria got on there, and Lord have mercy, when she opened it up for all of us to go hallelujah, and Jesus, I had been thinking about how wonderful that would be if we all could do that this week, and she did it, and then here you come, and I mean the Holy Spirit just ain't missing a beat. And it's better tonight than I have ever felt before. And I ain't telling you no story. That is awesome for me to say that, because I felt something different. God has opened up the heavens, and she has prophesied. And I thank you, and that's all I want to say. Jesus' name. That is all I want to say, but I'm going to quit so somebody else can go. Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 6447, your line is open.
Oh, hey. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The
Spirit of the Lord gives life. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord gives life. The Spirit of the Lord gives life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You too have heard my soul this time. I wanted to share from last night, yesterday evening, the Lord had me to teach on the Bible study about the arm of the flesh and the arm of God, which is the arm of the Spirit. And then I had a situation here, me and Pastor, and like all day, things were trying to pop up to kind of make us feel with anxiety or be stressed. But oh, Lord, dear God, you see, we remember what the Lord said. And like that, he can say, but to us, hallelujah, there's nothing that he can't do. And between the time I left my bedroom and went to the bathroom, and that, because we said, Lord, don't want to do nothing in my own place, but in you, let you tell you, you tell us what to do, Lord. And when I got that, God had already answered 100%. I mean, he's the right now, God. And we've got to get to that place that we stop looking for him in the by and by and pie in the sky and all that. He is a right now, right now, right now God. And he will do. Hallelujah. Whatever you want him to do, if you're not praying to miss, that's why it's important to pray the word, what is best to say. Give him his word. He can't not take his word. But all the giver and all that stuff, all of that don't mean anything. God wants you to pray his word back to him. Oh, God, I thank you so much.
Hallelujah. I give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. It's so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What kept coming to my heart and my mind was God is. God is. God is. God is. And inside of me, everything, everything, in everything, everything. He said, make, give honor to God in everything. Acknowledge him in everything, in every way. He shall direct your path. When you fall on over into him, hallelujah, Lord, just fall on over into him. That's what I felt tonight, hallelujah. And always a battle, it does nothing but get you closer and closer, closer and closer. And it's so beautiful. I just give God all the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I'm just going to go and I got a text from my mother, Apostle Arnold, and she told me that, you know, she was feeling a lot of pain in her body this morning, but she was saying even today, you know, that situation, you know, dealing with this pandemic, certain bills get put off and whatnot, and now that they lifted those moratoriums and all those things, and even with us, I know I got to deal with the water bill tomorrow, but certain things have been lifted up. And the gas room, she said she was going to knock on the door, and there was a person with the gas that was at her door. And, you know, she's like, he said, don't worry about it. I'm going to suspend this bill. And if you don't have it, when I come back, I'm going to suspend it again. You know, told me I'm going to keep suspending it until you say you have it. It's gas, you know. So I'm just showing you, but make your petition be known before God. When you start living it, I was saying, climb down the hill off the hill and be attentive, God. See, God, see what's going on. Be attentive and climb down the hill, Lord. So that's what I'm trying to say. She said, now he said, I'll keep suspending it until you tell me you're ready to pay. Okay, that's enough to just praise God right then and there. 1436, somebody gets over. Be anxious for nothing.
Praise God. I thank God for being here tonight. I, too, was feeling kind of bad this morning. But I know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I let everything go and made sure that I was going to be online tonight. Because the more I hear God's word, the stronger it makes me. And the stronger I get, I feel myself getting better and better. That all of a sudden there's no more pain, no more feeling weird, just feeling with gladness and joy of the Lord. So I'm going to sing a little of this song. I was going to sing another one, but then this one came into my spirit, so I guess I suppose I sang this one.
You are the God that delivers me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the God, my healer. You are the God that delivers me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your words and cured my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Be here in my presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Be here in my presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living water. Never dry. Fountain, comfort and provider, Lord, take complete control.
I just thank God for being able to give him glory and giving him praise tonight. And being on the line, I thank you, Pastor Flint, for letting God use you and Sister Marie and the way that y'all are supposed to be used. Y'all could have did anything, but I just thank God for y'all. And those that wasn't on tonight, I pray to God they'll be on next Thursday night, because you will get a deliverance by listening to what God puts into y'all's soul to tell us. And I just want to thank God for y'all and hope you keep on blessing y'all and y'all get blessing overflowing in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Praise God. We just thank God for you. We thank God for you sharing and do the song. And your testimony always bless me every time I hear how God continues to strengthen you in your walk. We just thank God for you in Jesus' name. Hey, I just thank God. If there's anybody else that want to share, you know, you press one. But in the midst, I want to just share this. When Pastor Wanda got on the phone and tell him what God is, God is, God is, God laid this on my heart. I just want to share this song. And then we just continue to move on, or we can just.
Oh,
God is my all in all. I just want to shout out with you. If anybody else got anything they want to say, add to take away from the person one. I know you work, so I know you're saying God is, and he's your all in all, and I stand in agreement with you on that. But you press one, if not, the next voice you hear be none other than my son, Anthony Rice, giving us our benediction. So I don't see anybody pressing one, so the next voice here be Anthony giving us our benediction.
Oh, thank you, Lord God, for life, hope, and strength that you've given us this day. I want to thank you, Lord God, for the word that was brought forth, and also the praise and worship that my mom, Sister Maria, brought forth as well, and just setting the tone for a great night of blog talk. I want to thank you, Lord God, for consistency and just giving everybody a good Thursday, Lord God, that they can come and witness, Lord God, gratefulness and just be connected to you, Lord God, for an hour out of the day. We all need it, Lord God. So I want to thank you for just the platform that they set with that, Lord God. I want to thank you for everybody who listened and who tapped in, Lord God, and just blessing them and continue to uplift their lives, Lord God, in every part of their lives. I ask that we all have a safe night of sleep, Lord God. Keep our communities intact and let us wake up tomorrow alert and ready for our day. We ask for forgiveness for anything we've said, done, and thought that was against your will away, and this please your spirit. And in your name we pray, and so it is. Everyone have a good night.
Have a blessed night. Have a blessed week. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah.